What?
Drive through dining room hours 11:30. Oh, I can go get something at McDonald's. Hold on.
Oh my god.
Hey, they're open. Check. They're open. What do I want to eat, Jerry?
All of it's bad choices.
Yeah, I know that. But...
can I order for you?
Sure.
Okay, repeat after me. Yo, yo, nigga.
Nope. already lost me on that one. Sorry, I'm going to need a moment.
I want a refund. Y'all motherfuckers charged me twice, cracker. See if you get body slammed.
Yeah, there's a lot of people working here, too.
I want the McFucky.
Oh, that's funny.
How gay can you sound? Can you ask for the vegan meal?
I could. I don't think they do vegan meal here.
Yeah, can I have your vegan meat? I really want some vegan meat in my mouth. Fucking off the happy McDonald's workers. Yeah, Jesus.
Can I get the
I can hear their ethnicity from here.
A McChicken and a McDouble and then a large
and a McFucky. Soda. McFucky.
Yeah.
I need a McFucky.
Okay.
And how about your phone number and an apple pie? Now say fight the power.
No.
I can hear the ethnicity from here. The thank Ebonics you. Is a flowing in McDee's.
Yes, and the person that was taking my order was like an Indian kid, so that's why I was like, I'm not going to say shit right now.
What's that?
It was like an Indian kid that was taking the order, so no.
Do I want to come into McDonald's?
Do I want the orange soda?
Why are you subjecting our viewers to fucking listening to you fucking make soda?
Because we subject our viewers to us. Our conversations are bad enough as it is.
Well, from this side of the conversation, people, don't buy Apple, don't go T-Mobile, and don't eat at McDonald's.
Yeah, I hope that our first sponsors are Apple, McDonald's, and T-Mobile.
No?
Which would never happen.
Fine. I challenge them then. Change my mind that you don't suck. Send me free shit. Change my mind that your service and platform doesn't suck. Send me free shit. I will give it an honest rating.
Can I take some of the sauces? Can I get a
yeah, man. Break?
Thanks.
Yes, my friend. You and your people can take all the barbecue sauce you want.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Joe. Now I'm going to go eat this outside so nobody inside has to hear our shit. As I was
I'm so happy for you, Unbuku. You graduated from the telemarketers.
Yeah. As I was getting weird looks already from the fucking dude taking my order, because I was sitting there just sitting, you're going, say it. And I was just like, no, I'm not saying that, Jerry. He's just looking at me like, okay. Why is this happening right now?
This is my masculine white shaved friend wearing a gag ball and a mask right now. He wants me to say, I want the fucking.
I want the fucking, goddammit.
Give me your McFucky.
I'd like to vegan McFucky, thank you.
Yeah.
That's what I should have done. I should have ordered in a British accent or some weird accent. I should have ordered as Christopher Walken.
If you order in a fucking accent, dude, it's funny to watch shit happen. My buddy from the UK, we went to a Taco Bell, and I got to watch him order a Taco Bell menu, and I saw every vagina just get wet inside of that Taco Bell listening to his voice. Every fucking taco in that place was just dripping with sauce listening to his voice.
It was
horrific. It was like he didn't even have to try. He was like, hello, love. I'd like a chalupa, please. Can I please have your chalupa? I really would like your special all gordito chalupa with extra guacamole.
All gordito.
I'm just making shit up right now, but it was literally, he just ordered. He wasn't trying to be sexy. He wasn't trying to be sexual. He was just talking, talking, love. Yeah, love. Can I please get the... And, oh my God, you're from Britain? No, oh, you're someplace other than here. Oh, please fuck me. It just
apparently our accent can kind of get away with that in some places too. So,
Australia is the only place our accent can get away with that shit.
That surprises me.
Why does that surprise you?
Because they're so goddamn. Because it's Australia.
Yeah, and the male to female ratio there is way out of skew.
What is it, like China?
There is a fuck ton of women to not enough guys. And the guys that are left, they're not the cream of the crop at all.
Oh, lucky them.
Yeah. So, yeah, America is definitely an attractive feature in Australia. Not so much New Zealand, just Australia.
But that means you gotta go deal with all the things that are trying to kill you there.
Yeah, I suppose so.
The spiders are alone are enough for me to be like, nope.
I'd be more worried about the fucking snakes than the spiders.
Even though the spiders aren't poisonous, those fucking things are just massive. I couldn't live
with them. You don't know shit about spiders.
The
Sydney funnel web spider is one of the most venomous spiders in the world. And it's called the Sydney funnel web because they're fucking everywhere. If you put your hand out like your palm on a basketball, it's as big as your fucking hand with fangs as long as your pinky. It will charge and come after you.
I think we're done. I think it's over. I think we're done for the evening.
Sydney funnel web will kill your ass. Hands down. Kill your ass.
Thanks. I have more reasons not to go to Australia. Okay.
There's spiders there. There you go. A mail order bride that shit. Get it done.
Done. I don't need that fucking bullshit.
What, a mail order bride?
Yeah, I'm not going to do that either.
Why not?
No. I'll leave.
Work for two.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it did. No.
Standing there looking like a fucking meerkat all goddamn time.
What, Trump or the woman that he's with?
The woman.
I don't.
She just stands there looking like something out of the Ferret Family. Like, oh, well, you said it's kind of funny.
I don't even really find her attractive, dude.
No, I don't either.
I don't. It's not even because of Trump. Even without her being a Trump, I still wouldn't find her attractive.
Yeah, and she kind of has a fucking name straight out of a Bond film.
Yeah.
Ivanka.
No, that's his daughter.
Ivanka,
that's
suck a daughter. Dick.
Which, by the way, should be another impeachable offense. Being completely and utterly in love with your daughter like that.
Yeah, there's some creepy shit going on there.
There's some super creepy shit. He's made a lot of comments about if he could be with his daughter, he would.
Yeah, that's
and he doesn't even remember
weird.
His own other daughter's name, which is Tiffany, by the way. And she doesn't look like that. She looks like a normal human being, even though I bet she's also fucking dim-witted as the other.
What was that weird shit that was coming out there for a while about there being some fucking island where all the super rich would just go and fuck kids?
What the fuck?
Yeah, there was. I'll have to look into it.
Was it never?
But
never
there was a fucking. No, it was not Michael Jackson related at all. It was somewhere off in New York or off of the eastern coast over there, Pennsylvania, Maryland, I don't know, somewhere over there. And it was a fucking island privately owned, and it was basically like a fucking resort type house. And from what I understand, or at least vaguely remember from hearing out of context, was is the super rich would basically go there to fuck underage kids. Go there to fuck underage women.
That's fucked up. I never heard anything in that regard.
I might have misinterpreted that, but I don't know.
That's fucked up. That's just fucked up. No. I don't. That's fucked. That's a thing. That's fucked. It's a Cadillac. Jerry, are you still here?
Yeah, no, I'm here.
Are you still? Are you just listening to the bass drop?
Okay. So it was that whole Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking thing. That dude who's fucking killed off by Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, that's what happened. Hillary got
killed. Yeah. I'm sure. Telling you, dude. That.
Sure. Yep. Hillary.
So he got arrested, and he was threatening to come out about the Clinton family. That's what happened to that dude. He had threatened to come out about the fucking Clinton family, and yeah, that's what happened.
In regards to,
I'm guessing fucking Bill Clinton's deplorable penis.
I guess it's a deplorable penis. I mean, Lewinsky's not dead.
Yeah, there's a big difference between a consenting fucking secretary who likes fucking Cuban cigars in her twat and a 14-year-old sex traffic girl.
Fair enough.
And it was in the Virgin Islands, ironically.
Ha! Oh, that's not funny, but I'm laughing anyway.
Location, location, location.
I mean, I'm laughing about the irony of that whole thing. It's, just, yeah. It's in the Virgin Islands. Of course it is.
Yeah. Location, location, location.
Right?
So.
I mean, yeah. You can't laugh at underage sex ring thing. You can't laugh at anything, can you?
Yeah, but apparently that Epstein dude was involved in underage sex trafficking at this house brothel thing, and he had threatened to come out about the rich and famous of the country, and on the top of the charts was Hillary Clinton. And bada boom, bada bing, that's what's up with all the Epstein, Hillary Clinton strangling his ass memes and all that shit.
Ah, see, I did not know that.
Huh?
I did not know that.
Yes.
I don't know whether or not she did. But okay. Now, how bad it would be right now if I said, you know what? Even if she did, I'd still rather her be president. I'm surprised you didn't get mad at me about that.
Honestly, I didn't hear what you said. I'm trying to find a meme.
No, I'm saying, basically, how bad would it be if someone said, I'd still rather her be president, even with that?
You'd still rather be president than what?
I'd still rather her be president than Trump right now.
Oh, whatever.
There it is. Because you know what she wouldn't have done? Taking troops out of Syria. Yeah. That's what I'm going to hang my hat on right now.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I mean, who knows what the fuck she would have done. I'm pretty sure she wouldn't have done that, but there's a bunch of shit she wouldn't have done. Or a bunch of shit that she would have done that who knows where it'd be at. But I can tell you it's probably not as bad as...
Coming in hot.
Are you texting me something right now?
Yeah.
All right. Oh my God, thing. Sorry, it's just being dumb. Ah, Jesus Christ. You and your memes. But, yeah. Now I take the long trek back home with my Dr. Pepper and the very random chill in the air.
Yeah?
Yeah. Let's see how this goes.
One more.
I don't want to. If anyone's wondering that they're that somehow listening to this still after it's been like 2 hours of one continuous episode, even though I'm probably going to make this 2 episodes because even Max said it's dumb. It's making me listen to the marathon of you two talk. This is how our phone calls go, by the way.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just like this. Like almost exactly.
That's right. All you voyeur fucks are essentially just listening on a private conversation.
Yep.
Don't you feel dirty?
Do you? Do you? You should, because I do. I also have to pee, if that makes you feel better.
David, touch yourself.
Okay. That was weird. Because I'm going to get a text message or some random shit with I'm touching myself. And I'm going to go, what the fuck is this? Oh.
And David and I became friends without ever saying a word to each other.
Yeah. Gross.
That's fantastic.
Just, God damn it. And he will. I know he will. I can tell you right now already he will.
But you keep planting the seed. I mean...
What?
You keep planting... What? You keep planting the seed.
Well, I don't see that in itself. That phrase sounds bad. So we're just going to say no.
Well, if he wasn't thinking about calling you or texting you before in regards to he's touching himself, he's certainly going to now.
No, he would have done it whether I said something or I didn't.
I mean, you could just say that he'll take a picture of him also touching himself through his pants and send it to you.
Nope, don't you see? I see what you're doing. That's disgusting. No. No. I'm going to get a text message saying, so I could have sent that picture, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Just no.
Keep it awkward.
Fuck you, Jerry.
Keep it awkward, buddy.
Yeah, it's... fucking 12,000 years. There's a bed here on the middle of the street. There's just a bed here.
Go lay on
it. I guess it probably fell off a truck.
Go lay on it.
Maybe. Take a quick nap.
There you go.
Sounds good to me.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, my back's been hurting right there. Yeah, that's right. Code 10-3, we've got a black man laying on a bed in the middle of the goddamn street.
The wave carried me here, man.
Dude, have you ever been on PCP with some Special K, man? You fucking end up in the middle of a mattress on the goddamn corner of Hamner and Lemonade.
You ever smoke crack out of a cat? You should try it.
Out of a cat. Meow. Yeah. Man, where did Misty Manny Man Mr. Whiskers run away? Man, that's my crack cat. What's wrong with you, man?
Yep.
You ever done PCP off the back of a goldfish?
I tell you what, that fucking cat's got 9 lives.
I'm just gonna see if I can get 2 of them.
Yeah.
Hand me that goldfish.
Oh, fuck.
Are you smoking off a crack off a cat ring?
Yes, I'm smoking a cat as we speak. No, well, yep. That's just a vape.
Is it cat flavor?
Huh?
Is it cat flavor?
No, it's not.
That'd be the weirdest vape ever. Hey, we're making animal flavored vapes.
Not nearly as interesting as my suggestion to Venomous.
I remember that, and let's not have that discussion.
Oh, come on, why not?
Because nobody needs to be smoking that. There's gonna be there's enough of the fucking joke about a bunch of blind people saying hello, lady. That's just no.
Just saying.
No.
I'm all right. Fuck it. I'm doing it. So
okay, of course you
are. Venomous, a good friend of ours on the old Xbox, has got a wonderful woman by the name of Kitty Meow Meow, and Miss Kitty Meow Meow, and him usually play video games together, and he vapes, and we were discussing late one night. I think whiskey might have been involved. that he maybe should come up with a special vape juice, a house blend, if you will. Ugh. And the flavor was going to be, kidding me, amuse, veggie juice. And he was totally on fucking board with this. I don't know how the extraction process was going to happen or if he was going to try and duplicate it somehow.
He's going to speak to her in an accent and play John Mayer in the background.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello, love. I'm going to milk you now, but not from your tip.
Hello, love.
I'm going to be
I'm
going to be
popping this Marvin Gaye for you there, darling. Yeah.
Just listen to a little Luther Vandross, and I'm just going to be milking the old beef kittens. All right? All right.
That's right. Is that all right with you if I do that? Is that cool? Is that all right?
Now watch me now.
Like a sponge.
There was a dance move to this back in the 90s. It's I put my hand up on your clit when I flick you dip, we dip. Yeah, you see?
Now I'm thinking of some redneck trying to dip that shit. It's just weird.
And then, after all that's done, and then he comes in with the sham wow and just fucking soak it all.
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
It's like that weird nut chopping thing. You'll love my nuts.
Yeah.
Chop.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, do you remember that other infomercial that he did about the sticky? You'll pick it up with a cookie when you play with my sticky or some shit like that. He puts
no,
it. He's like, got a hairy pussy? Use the sticky. And talking about a hairy cat. Fucking.
No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. He actually That's said delightful. In the infomercial, hairy pussy.
That's delightful. I mean, it's on at 3 in the fucking morning behind the Girls Gone Wild fucking commercials.
I don't know, but somebody somewhere was spitting their bush light at their TV.
Come here, honey, let's see this. He said, push me on telly.
Yeah.
I don't know why he'd say telly, because no one else says telly but me.
I'm pretty sure I know the secret to this. Let's just put some fucking duct tape on a rolling pin, pin you down, see what happens. It won't hurt at all.
Oh. Here, let me get my sticky.
Yep. Stop moving.
Damn it, I know you're my sister, but calm down. This ain't like when we were three.
Yeah. Be still. Don't make me put your head.
Hold my beard.
Don't make me put your head in the goddamn fence again, woman. I'll get the fucking hickory stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey now.
Yep.
That's how their third child was born.
And got to break out the dark wood to get it done.
I'm laughing on that for some different levels, but anyways.
Yeah, I just slid that one in there. Da-ding.
Yeah, so did I. Anyways. Wow, I'm in trouble. Hey, look, there's a soccer warehouse right there. Anyways.
Yeah.
Oh, I almost died.
Sloppy Joe. Talking about some sliders.
Hello.
Get that flavor out of your mouth.
Is it Bob?
No, it's loose meat.
Yeah, obviously Bob. That's sloppy seconds.
Or it's the fucking predator from Aliens, or fucking alien.
Oh, hello.
Have you ever noticed that a vagina kind of looks like the predator's mouth? It does. I'm just saying. I don't care what woman it is. You spread it open a little bit. It looks like the fucking predator. You can almost hear Arnold Schwarzenegger in the back. You're one ugly motherfucker.
I got one better for you. Yeah. It looks like the facehugger.
Yeah, facehugger. Yep, that's the other one.
Yeah, the bottom of the facehugger.
Yep, true story.
I think they did that on purpose.
I don't know. Apparently fucking God was on something that day, if that's the case.
That's someone like Ridley Scott. It's like, hey, you intern, come here, open your legs. We're gonna model this thing after that.
Yeah, I bet you that's the case.
Yeah, little Harvey Weinstein moment there for everybody. If we get sued by Ridley Scott, then well, at least you got somebody. Somebody's listening.
All right, Ripley. Here's what I need. I need a flying queef on three, and we're gonna take a picture of that.
Oh,
and we're gonna put it in the movie.
Not Sigourney Weaver, not her.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. I don't want to imagine her looking like that. That's not nice.
Yeah.
I imagine like unicorns and rainbows come out.
Pretty sure Ridley Scott had some fucking scary, drunken, drunk dick brain, 2 a.m. encounter And there was just some moose knuckle flying at him in the air. 69.
In the air?
Yeah, 69 sounded like a good idea until she swung that leg over, and that's all he saw. Turned into the facehugger. That's how that was born, kids. And it's just like the aliens movie. It's just like the story of Jolly Old Saint Nick.
I don't want to know how those two equate even slightly. But this is how you get, you know, this is the story of the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah.
This is how you get teeth. This is how you get money under your pillow.
Yeah. True story.
Because somebody had drunk dick and had a flying vagina fly at them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some fucking low hanging fruit.
That's the noise of the
vagina. Just saying.
Ah, Jesus Christ. I'm sorry for everyone who's listening to this. All three or two or one of you.
I'm not.
Just. God.
You're the one that clicked on it to let us penetrate your brain. You fucking deserve every inch of this.
Oh, man. There's a thing that says, we can make a trailer. That should be the trailer. Right there. You clicked on this. You're going to let every inch of us penetrate.
I'm in.
I'm going to go back. I'm going to pull that section right there. I'm going to make that the trailer.
Yep. You should put that right after the anchor promo.
You, Mary, you, disclaimer, you clicked on this shit. It's your fault.
Yep.
Oh, man. You're going to let every inch of this head.
I can't help with the shit.
AKA Bob.
Yeah, this shit just comes to my mind and it's got to go somewhere.
Man, this shit's got sprinkles.
Yeah, it's a fact.
Oh, fucking hell. That was one of those moments, those once in a blue moon moments of that was perfect.
You're welcome.
That was good. I will remember that as long with, I thought you knew what you were doing. I always credit the Xbox Live party for some of the best moments with some of the worst moments.
I don't really have any bad moments on Xbox that I can think of.
Well, not necessarily like on Xbox in general. I meant like the party system, as in like we get eight of us in a room and then we all get to sit there and talk to each other and not have to deal with other people hearing.
I honestly can contribute Xbox Live for me having a social life, because otherwise I'm a fucking hermit.
I am the same in some senses of things.
Yeah, but you still talk to Dave outside of Xbox. You met him obviously through different channels. You still went to the Renaissance Fair. I mean, you...
No, yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. There was a lot of aspects of my life in which, yes, I wouldn't be a hermit, but then again, I kind of am at some, you know... I'm a weird duality in that.
All right, how many times in the last 5 years have you been to a bar?
Oh, a lot.
How many times in the last 5 years have you been to a public setting where you were intentionally supposed to be engaging other people?
Oh, okay, fair enough.
You know what the answer is for me? Zero.
You haven't been to a bar in like 5 years, really?
I haven't been to a bar, dude, in probably 15 years.
Wow, congrats to you.
No, there's a reason.
I'm making up for lost time with you, buddy. Hold on, I'm going to walk to one now.
I take that back.
I don't need to hold my keys.
The last time I was in a bar was probably 2010, 2011, and that was because it was Grimm's birthday or Grant's, my buddy who passed away. It was his birthday, and it was requested of me because that's where he wanted to go, and that almost ended badly too.
So you're saying that when I finally go out to Iowa, or you finally come out this way, we're not meeting at a bar.
No. No.
Okay.
You
sure?
I don't do well around
drunk people. Find a bar that's got plenty of Magna hats. It'll be great.
No. I don't do well with drunk people. It just... Part of my personality. I don't do well with fucking stupidity like that. I don't like it. I can handle my friends and good, you know, honest bullshit conversations. Anything that transpires on Xbox, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Besides the times that you want to go run down the stairs and punch Fox in the face.
Nah, fuck her ass for it.
If I don't find a way to insert Fox into every podcast, I don't think that we're doing it right.
Yeah. no different than fucking what it would be if we were all in some fucking college dorm or some shit. Can you imagine that? Max come running in, fucking put it in my ass.
Oh my God, I almost forgot about that fucking story. God, yeah. I thought that was some of the funniest shit ever. Fuck, quick, put it in my ass, put it in my ass. Okay, quick, hold on, hold still.
That was fucking genius on our part, just saying.
Yeah.
What the hell was that one story that you were gonna wanted to tell on some fucking Patreon level or some shit that I think we should tell now? You were just having a conversation with Dave about it.
Oh, it's the Bane voice story.
Yeah, there you go. Tell it. Go
yeah,
it.
I'm not done yet though.
Do it.
Nope, not yet.
Come on.
Probably December.
Just do it.
December.
Just do it.
No. Anyways, like I was saying,
the Bane story. Party.
Nope. No. But I think the Xbox Live party kind of like, I mean, we had, it kind of like, you know, dulled our teeth a little bit. Because we were able to, before that, you had to talk to everybody. You had to hear the public for the most part, besides just us fucking around.
Yeah.
You know, we were engaged with them all the time. So every time someone said stupid, we were able to, you know, fire back. And we weren't like constantly making fun of each other. Once we got stuck in a party room, that's it. That's all we had. Which ended up for great stories, especially across games and being able to talk to each other all the time. But I think that as it evolved, you know, you didn't get to talk shit to them anymore. You know, you kind of dulled down. Mm. You know. I don't know.
Personally,
I have a very weird relationship when it comes to that. That one technological leap in Xbox.
Personally, for me, I don't think it necessarily dulled my shit. If anything, I think it kind of helped sharpen it.
I mean, and yes, in some aspects, there was a lot of sharpening, but we did have less targets.
Hmm. Yeah, but in the same breath, though, you had to be you could make a few like general brush strokes of comments and whatnot, but in order for something to truly be funny, like it had to have teeth. It had to be relevant, and it had to be just over the top. And so for me, I think it sharpened shit. And I can still go into a fucking general lobby and just pick a target and go. It doesn't bother me.
Every
now and again, fucking a random has shown up since your absence. Every now and again, a fucking random will pop in the room. Or I'll pop into the room and there'll be a random in there and someone will be all, who the fuck is this cyber guy? Oh, there's my bitch.
Just, there he is.
Yeah, I'll fucking just annihilate him. And God damn it, cyber. Fucking A, dude. Really? You know, sorry, man. That's just the way he is. Nah, fuck that. Don't apologize for me. Fuck him, his mama. Just fuck them all. And just go after him.
I was just telling someone the story of Ghostly Raider as I brought him up earlier this evening about like when he like first showed up on the scene and he's like, I'm not supposed to talk to you or tell you things because you're the clan leader and you kind of make fun of everybody and all this shit. I'm like, one, who the fuck said that so I can go fucking rip them a new one for breaking the goddamn rules? Two, that's some bullshit. And three, don't say anything fucking stupid then. What did he do? He fucking told me the dumbest shit you can tell somebody.
Hmm. What's that? Yeah. I like midget pussy?
Do you not remember?
Uh-oh.
Oh my, this was the kid that when he joined the clan in Chromehounds, after telling me when he first joined, because I think it was just me and him in a room at the point when I first found out he even was a fucking part of the group, because I'm like, who the fuck are you? And he's like, oh, I'm new, blah, blah, blah. And then some other people came on, they're like, oh yeah, he's new, he just joined, he's cool, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, yeah, I'm not supposed to talk to you because if I talk to you, you're going to find something to make fun of me and then you're just going to make fun of me. I'm like, well, no one should have told you that shit. But all right. And then he ended up like a few days later or maybe in a few hours later, he tells everyone he's having a fight with his girlfriend or some shit and that his girlfriend is underage.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh, boy. and that it's legal in his state.
Oh,
because
boy.
Because the legal, yeah, the legal limit in his state, whatever, I think it was like Alabama or Mississippi or some shit, that she was like 15 or something. 15? Yeah. And he was like 18, maybe almost 20 in there.
Okay.
And he said that shit, and I did not let go.
Yeah.
I was at Pitbull. And I was that way for years with this fucker, though.
Yeah.
Years. Anytime he'd come in the room, I'd sit there and start playing the fucking ice cream truck music. Everything. Like, did you...
Had a kid.
Yeah. And then, like, they're like, oh, look, the pedo van is here. Do you got any more ice cream? You got any more fucking puppies in that motherfucker? What kind of candy you got today? I did not stop. And then for like when I first started, he's like, oh, you know, he got a little offended. Then he's like, oh, you're just making fun of me because that's what you usually do. I'm like, no. I don't like you. And that's saying a lot, because when I do make fun of people, usually it's because I do care about that person. You know, I'll give them a little ribbing here and there and blah, blah, blah.
I was going to say, that's the thing, is usually you're a lot harder to get a feel for as far as the range, just whether or not you're truly being an asshole and don't like somebody, or if you're just flipping them friendly shit.
But I've learned to tell someone, I don't like you, then do my bit. If I straight up tell you I don't fucking like you, then I don't like you. And if I don't make fun of you, if I don't flip you shit, if I don't make fun of you and all that other crap, that means I don't care about you either way. Usually it's those that I make fun of, I flip shit, I'm kind of being an asshole towards this because I like you. I feel safe enough to do that with you. If I don't feel safe, then I'm not going to do it. Or I'm going to say, I don't fucking like you. And I told this man for years, no, it's not that at all. I don't like you. You fucked a little girl. No, you deserve to be in jail. No.
I agree.
Just no. I don't give a fuck how legal it is in your fucking state. No. Yeah, your whole fucking state needs to go in then. No.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Because Ghostly was already a well-established part of the group before I showed up. You guys were long since out of Chrome Hound before I came into the picture.
No, that's not the case.
Yeah, that is the case.
We had Chrome Hounds go. I thought, because Call of Duty and Chrome Hounds are around the same time. Not, like, at the beginning, but, like, a good portion of the time, Chrome Hounds was still kind of going on when Call of Duty happened.
No.
And you were around before that because of Gears. And Gears was going on.
I joined the clan around the first part of Gears of War 2. Right before Gears of War 2, tail end of Gears of War 1. That's when I showed
playing,
up.
And we were playing Chrome Hounds through all of that shit.
Maybe you were. I know you weren't in the Gears scene, not until Gears of War 2.
Yeah.
But I guess I don't know about that. But I know, like, Empty, I know Max, they weren't playing Chrome Hounds. They were on Gears for me.
Empty played Chrome Hounds a little bit. Max, I don't remember playing or not. I don't think he played. But Chrome Hounds was going on during World War II, Modern Warfare 2.
I think your timelines are fucked up, son.
Dude, it's been a long fucking time. Maybe I did. Maybe it didn't. I know I played Chrome Hounds for a long time, so I get a lot of that.
Because the Modern Warfare 2, all of that split clan drama shit, all of that crap came about when Call of Duty came around, and you, me, and Max kind of split off and did our own fucking thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
That happened. That Chrome Hounds are still going on for that, though.
That happened. Bit. That happened at the tail of Gears 2.
I still think we were playing Chrome Hounds, though. A little bit.
Hang on.
You gotta look when the game came out, but yep. No, you have to look about around the time the servers crashed, that they took the servers down for that game. Because a lot of us played that game until the servers went down. And it may have been maybe like a year before that. Because we were playing Call of Duty, I want to say, for a few months before the whole split thing happened. And we were pretty well into Gears. Well, Gears 2. Because I remember playing Horde mode all the time with Blitzer.
So this says January 7th of 2010, Gears Chrome Hound server shut off.
Okay. So 2009?
No, I'm working on it.
Maybe 2000, yeah, mid 2009, 2000, or 2010.
Let's see, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 came out November
10th, 2009. Yeah, so yeah, I was about right.
Yeah, you're about on point.
Which is weird because my memory is worth shit some, with some things with that, because that was a big deal to me because a lot of my time was spent with these people. Right. That whole split thing and all that shit, yeah, went the way it did.
Gears of War 2 came out November 7th, 2008.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all around, yeah.
Yeah, so I've known you since, like, the tail end of 2007, 2008.
Yep.
So.
11 years?
Yep.
At least, and I've known Blitzer for, oh, shit, yeah, he's known me since I was, like, 15. Fuck. 15, 16 years old, yeah.
Hey, your sis was in diapers then.
Yeah. And then, funny
still
enough...
Still having massive poos in her pants. Man.
Yeah. Fucking Ego has known me longer than that. And the person that has known me probably even longer than Ego, or probably around the same time, is Thuggish. And Thuggish has been in California for I don't know how long, and actually probably about like 30 to 45 minutes away from where I'm at. I still never met the guy.
Why?
I haven't known that it just never happened.
You afraid he's going to fucking tie you down and fuck the shit out of you or what?
No, it's just, you know, life. It's not that we always said, hey, we need to go hang out. It's just one of those, eh. Like the conversation would come up between like me and you or me and some other guys or Blitzer, and he's like, dude, I've lived like 15 minutes from you, you fuck. The fuck you having this conversation about meeting people in the miles away, and I'm like 15 minutes away. Fuck you. I'm like, alright, fair enough. You got me, you bastard. But yeah, he's known me for fucking ever. And there's one person who's known me longer than all you motherfuckers that I talk to at random occasions. And it's been the longest friend I've actually ever had. Through Xbox or in general.
Who's that?
But that's Kayla.
Kayla?
Yep. She was Lady K on Xbox for a long time.
Who the fuck is Kayla?
She played Mech Assault 2 with me, Halo 2, all the way through that.
Where the hell is she at?
She's on my Facebook.
Really?
Yeah. Now I'm going to have a bunch of people that listen to this shit going, oh, it's stupid. But, because not a bunch of people listen to this. But yeah, she's known me since 12. No, I met her Xbox One on the first Mech Assault.
Huh.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. And we're the same age. Yep.
Well, is she available?
I don't know. She lives in Florida. I don't know. She lives in Florida. I don't know.
You gotta look
she
into that.
Available. Is she available?
Should look into that.
I don't know, to take phone calls? I don't know. I have no idea.
You should call her up. Hey, baby. How you doing?
Yeah, that's...
You want to wrestle my gator? You crazy Florida.
Yeah, you want... Let me go get that hickory stick. I call him Bob. Anyways. No. That's how I know something was really funny to you is when I get that noise. But yeah, when it comes to time of Xbox, yeah, I've been on Xbox for long ass time.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't played in what, like 3 years, 2 years now?
Yeah.
Year? No, it's been about a year.
Yeah, it's been longer than a year, dude.
No, because I played a little bit. You just went on. I played a little bit, like, last year before I sold it.
And it's been more than a year, brother.
Well, you know.
Yeah, because we moved over to this side of the state, and I didn't have fucking internet. And you were already gone, and that was over a year ago.
I had sold my Xbox already by then?
Yeah, I moved in August, I think, August or July of last year, and you had already fucking packed up and gone.
No, I just wasn't playing it. I didn't sell it yet.
I don't know. I was accused of fucking kidnapping. Fucking all kinds of shit.
What? Camo, who accused you of that?
Fucking Camo was insinuating that I'd kidnapped you and put you in some kind of rape basement.
oh, fucking Camo. Yeah. That guy used to hate me, and I gave him good reason to, because he was the new target of my my viciousness.
Yeah, I know, because I joined the party, and you had told me that he was the target of your new ambition, and you just sicked me on him.
Yeah, it was great. He didn't know who Joe Biden was, all right? I couldn't help it.
Yeah.
I couldn't help it.
I've learned lots of interesting things about that man.
Yeah. One of my favorite phrases ever is driving whiskey.
As what?
Driving whiskey.
Oh, yeah. No, he upped the scale since driving whiskey.
And then he did take out a fucking mouse with a compound bow.
You're breaking up.
He took down a mouse with a compound bow from the kitchen. From
yep, the kitchen. No. That's...
Oh, no, the other one. He ate the there fucking it is. That's what it was.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you for trying to jog that memory. He fucking fried the hamster.
Yep, fucking rodent.
Oh, now
fucking rodent cooker.
I have to tell that story though. Yeah,
I was speechless for like a good 10 minutes after hearing that shit.
I was so done. So I remember when he told that story the first time to us, and it was the bad thing was that he was going down a list of things, and I knew in the moment when I stopped him that if I hadn't stopped him, he would have kept going. But I was so enthralled and I couldn't like restrain myself from jumping at the way you ate a fucking hamster. What?
The craziest part of that whole fucking story for me was that he told it like it was a completely normal behavior. Like, yeah, so yeah. I went down this morning to the local grocery stop and I picked up some pork chops. He said it just like that. So, yeah, so me and my brother, when we were younger, we had a hamster. And one day, I don't know, for whatever reason, we just pulled him out of his cage, slit his throat, skinned him, and cooked him.
No, what? It didn't happen that way. So, I remember because me and Bill were both did the same. Because me and Bill are actually a lot alike when it comes to a lot of things. It's really weird. But when he was going down the list, me and Bill both went at the same time. You did what? He's like, wait, what? And he's like, yeah. So then he'd go down the story, and then I had to restrain myself even more because now I need him to finish the story about him eating a hamster without me going, oh, do I know why? So what happened was he had this hamster. Him and his brother had the hamster. And
That's right.
And they didn't want his dad to find out because they thought they were going to get in trouble if he found the dead hamster.
Which I still don't understand that either, because unless it was stuck on one of their dicks, I don't understand why their dad would be upset.
Like, just blown out hamster.
I mean, if I was the parent parenting that situation, if you lost the hamster in the fucking house, I'm going to be way more pissed off than if the damn thing died of natural causes in its cage.
Yeah, I don't remember how it died. I think it died of natural causes or something, or they overfed it. I think it's because they overfed it.
Fucking common Bush Light.
So, what?
They were seasoning it.
Oh, see, no. They overfed it, not with that. I think they just shut up.
With his driving whiskey.
With his driving whiskey. They overfed it with driving whiskey. So, if someone can get a hold of fucking Camo and the rest of the good old boys, I want them to listen to this.
I already have him on Facebook and his wife hates me. It gets better because they share a Facebook account and I send him the same pictures I send you.
Oh, I just made some people fucking angry just now with that laugh, but that makes sense. Oh, that's the
he'll fucking message me back. Yeah, we're eating dinner. Well, call me. He's like, we're eating dinner, and I'll fucking just spam messages. and I don't see they see them. I can see that they see them, but they don't say anything. And so I continue.
Oh no, shit! Oh, dude.
Or I'll get a cyber. One. I'm watching a movie with the wife. Well, this is the perfect time for these messages.
This is the perfect time for me to torture you.
I mean, maybe you're into some of this shit. You never know.
Yeah, maybe I'm taking a shit. I don't need you to try to FaceTime me right now.
I realize you and your wife are trying to share a moment watching a romantic comedy, but have you ever tried the Slovakian traffic cone?
That's
perfect.
Space dock
fondue. Or
there it is.
The Himalayan snowball, the Alaskan pipeline.
Here, look, I even have instructional video. Yeah,
it's all the greats right here. I'm helping you out.
Oh my god. Here, have some. It was a porky pig. Yeah. There you go.
I'm your
completely lost the story.
I'm your
shit. How you torture that poor man.
Yeah. I send him shit all the time.
Oh. I hope they listen to this a little bit. I hope that'd make me feel better. Just to know, hey, who's Joe Biden? You fuck.
So what we need to do is you need to, after this podcast, once you get it posted, you need to send me the link like you would to, here, listen to this, and I'll just forward it over.
Yeah. Awesome.
Whether or not they'll click,
we should do that.
Whether or not they'll
too.
Click on a fucking thing I send them at this point, I don't know. But
yeah, I don't.
I'm pretty sure his wife doesn't like me at all because she's been subjected to some of my fuckery.
Oh, Jesus, you put a little note say, "Listen to all of them." There's several.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, anyways, the hamster story. So. Watch, we're going to get I'm going to somehow get a voice message through Anchor about him saying, "No, motherfucker, this is what happened." And then I'm going to love it. That'd be great. Mm. But so hamster dies from overfeeding. They think they're going to get their ass kicked because they overfed and killed a hamster. So they're now trying to figure out ways to dispose of the hamster. And they think to bury it, to throw it, to
flush the motherfucker down the toilet. Something.
Right? One of them got the bright idea to let's eat it.
Like you do as a descendant of Dahmer.
So they had a deep fryer, and they fucking threw it in the deep fryer and ate it. They skinned it, threw it in the deep fryer, ate it.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that's some good shit right there. Some fucking deep fried hamster balls. Good shit.
Hamster.
Yep.
Fuck, ate hamster. And I don't know. I think me and Bill both had heart attacks.
Yeah, both of you two stopped dead in your fucking tracks. I'm pretty sure Bill, whatever collegiate paper he was working on, I'm pretty sure there was a giant permanent marker scratch right across the top of it.
Just hamster eating.
He was mind fucked, as were all.
I remember. I don't think I had a coherent word for like 35 minutes. Yeah. It was like, you ate a hamster. You ate a hamster.
I still make fun of him for that when I hop in the party.
Oh, Jesus.
There he is. There's Camo. Hey, Cyber, I haven't seen you around. Fuck, I don't know how long. Yeah, hamster-eating son of a bitch. How you been? God fucking damn it, Cyber. I missed you.
Yeah, that's what he says after you make fun of him. Even if I've been in the party. Yeah, it happened all the time. I wouldn't make fun of him for nothing. And we've been sitting there playing a game, all chatting, blah, 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 playing Borderlands or whatever, which he loves Borderlands. Playing everything, and all of a sudden I'd fucking flip him. He's like, "God damn, I missed you." Like, motherfucker, I've been here for the last 3 hours.
Yeah.
I haven't been anywhere. What the fuck is wrong with
you? I fucking... I still fucking poke him with a fucking spoon, but yeah, that whole shitstorm got started because of you. You didn't like him for whatever reason and sicked me on him, and he fucking...
Oh, no, it's not that I didn't like him. It's just that he didn't know who Joe Biden was, and he didn't like the fact that I kept calling him stupid.
Yeah, but there before the end of that evening, I had insinuated him and some Optimus Prime dude were going to transform and become the gay ultimate fucking robot.
Well, you shouldn't do that too loud because the, the trans aliens might come.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So there's
fucking
that.
Alphabet aliens.
Alphabet aliens. You know.
I've also had a little bit of a bit of an epiphany on that, not to go down too far down the we need DMT for this conversation route, but I never really thought about the possibilities of perhaps other dimensions. Dimensions.
As in regards to
as opposed to aliens. Okay. Which I actually think is more likely than aliens themselves.
Explain.
Well, take Stargate for an example. If you're using that as a base of comparison, human race built a fucking teleport transportation system, and they would periodically just send motherfuckers through that thing just to see what was on the other side, right? Like a test run. And anytime you see a teleporter of any kind, that's exactly what they do. They send one or two stupid motherfuckers over there to see what happens, and then to come back and report on what they found. Maybe that's the same thing as fucking, you know, the alleged aliens we keep saying. Maybe it's just some fucking interdimensional fucking thing. Maybe it's not aliens.
It's possible.
Because I personally don't think, as you and I both agreed, I don't think that if a being had the capacity and the intelligence to cross thousands of light years of distance, that they would just be hanging out trying to be stealthily looking in on us to see what we're all about. I'm pretty sure they're just going to show up and kill us all to claim parrots as their pets and eat some hamster.